Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Parshas Lech Lecha is the parting of the ways, as it were, between Avram and Lot. In years past, we've tried to emphasize the point that you can take Lot out of Mitzrayim, but you can't take Mitzrayim out of Lot, that Avram was able to successfully, at the end of Sheni, return El Mekom HaMizbeach, Asher Asah Sham Barishona, return to the spiritual life of Eretz Canaan, you know, the Sforno, the Hisbonenos of Eretz Canaan, and emerge from Mitzrayim. Lot, not so much. Kigan Hashem, Keretz Mitzrayim, Bo'achat Tzohar, he wants that kind of life, hedonistic life, as Rashi quotes, Bipnei Shehayu Shtufei Zima, Bachar, Lot, also the materialist life. And, you know, sometimes you have to be careful in life about getting what you wish for, right, in both respects. And Lot suffers the terrible consequences. You know, Avram Avinu, it's, you know, very painful for him. Lot has been part of his journey, and, you know, the idea Lot was adopted, essentially, after the death of Haran, Vayamos Haran, Al Pnei Terach Aviv, Beretz Molad Tov, Ur Kastim, all very critical perspectives, you know, about Avram's relationship with Lot. And even so, you know, after, you know, Lot, you know, is a changed man to some extent, changed by money, changed by Mitzrayim, Avram's not willing to abandon him. You know, Vayipardu ish me'al achiv, as Rashi so incisively notes, Ani ayelecha l'magin, ula ezer, I'll always be there for you. Very beautiful, also, you know, very true sentiments. It's not just lip service, but he truly, you know, deeply, fully, you know, meant all of it. So what I think is really striking and worth repeating in this context, or let's say emphasizing, better than repeating, is that, you know, Avram, you know, gives Lot the choice, right? Avram says to Lot, you know, ima smol ve'emina v'ima yamin ve'as me'ila, you should choose. Now, Targum says about that, tzafon v'darom, right? They're sort of, you know, facing east, right? So he says, ima smol ve'emina, if you want the north, I'll take the south. We'll split it, you know, halfway. Then, right, and you know, this Sforno says exactly the same thing. Avram was quite surprised. Vayivchar lo Lot. Lot made a different choice, right? He said, there's a third way. Es kol kikar hayarden ki chulam ashkeh. Right? Vayisa Lot esenav. They were facing east, right? And Lot said, I'm going to go straight. Interestingly, the Sfarno says, Kedei lehisrachik mi'Avram, right, that he was trying to get, you know, away. He was extracting himself from the influence of Avram, Avram's generosity and Avram's spirituality. And Lot, you know, saw a different path for himself. So the idea is, Avram wasn't like, you know, it wasn't Bab b'cheshbon that Lot would go to Sodom. Anshei Sodom, ra'im b'chatim Hashem ma'od, even if they were splitting up, and even if Lot was showing signs of, you know, having a, you know, a loss of moral compass, right? The fact of the matter remains that, you know, he wasn't contemplating that Lot would actually go and live in Sodom. You know, and that must have been an extreme shock, right? That Lot would have even, you know, contemplated that as a possible destination. Which makes the hemsheikh of the story that much more impressive. If Avram was saying, go north and I'll go south, and, you know, you go south, I go north, and Lot says, well, I'm going to go to the place of, you know, the greatest possible rishos to get away from you, the language of the Sforno, lo nasa liyamin v'lo lismol shem tzafon v'darom, aval nasa min ha-mizrach l'marav l'srachik mi-avram, shem moshev ha-mizrach ha-shel aretz Yisrael, karov la'ay. Right? You know, that he's trying to get away, you know, from Avram, not Tzafon v'Darom, but Mizrach and Marav. That's a shocking, you know, kind of a thing. So the directionality of Sforno is a little challenging because he says Marav, but the point is that it was a different axis than Avram had considered. And nonetheless, Avram, you know, was unwilling to, you know, turn his back on Lot. That even after Lot made this choice, which was not on the list of the menu, so to speak, that Avram offered him, right? We're going to get to the next aliyah. Vayishma Avram ki nishba achi vayarek es chanichav yulidei v'yisel, that he wasn't willing to abandon Lot in that framework. And that, I think, is a really critical point about the, you know, the filial piety, the sheer loyalty of Avram Avinu. He could have said, look, I told you north or south, and, you know, not only, you know, did you not take my advice, but you went to the place which was known of Ra'im v'chateim la'shem ma'od, that Avram understands that family is family, loyalty is loyalty, and that I think is really a shiur in the personal ethics, integrity of Avram Avinu.